Yosita Oramahi is an Indonesian who just moved to Singapore. On Tuesday, December 28th, she wrote in her blog, "I feel so very lucky compared to those who had to experience the tsunami tragedy. I hope I never take anything for granted again." A couple of days later, Oramahi received a text message on her cell phone.
My sister SMS'd me and informed me that her husband's family in Aceh are now all dead. And to hear something like this, it's to imagine that 50 people from your immediate family are now gone in one blow is just too much to handle. Especially when it was delivered in the form of a text message on your mobile phone.
And your sister is where?
My sister is in Jakarta. I come from Indonesia.
And so you're walking. Where were you when you got that text message on your phone?
I was at work. I was at my desk. I was about to have lunch at my desk when my mobile phone beeped. And I read this message, this text message that said that apparently that of around 50 people of her husband's immediate family in Aceh are now dead. And the last group to be found was his uncle, his aunt, their two-year-old daughter, and their son-in-law. So our big family had to gather to in Jakarta to find a way to inform the surviving members of the family, especially my in-law's cousin, who's 2 months pregnant, who happens to be the eldest daughter of the couple that was just found. And they had to tell her that she now has lost both her parents, her little sister and her husband, and she's just been married for 4 months. She was numb. She couldn't cry, and she's been refusing to speak and to eat since 2 days ago. I think it was a big shock to her, and I think everybody's just worried about the baby that she's carrying.
And how is your sister's husband doing with so much of his family?
Well, he's not in a very good state himself. I spoke to him yesterday. All his uncles and aunties are dead. All his cousins are dead. Even though you might suspect something like this when such a tragedy occurs, it's still too much to bear, I think. I'm feeling horrible. I can't imagine how he must be feeling.
As we started speaking, you said you were writing on your blog, you're writing your message for New Year's. Can you tell us what you're saying?
Oh, it's just a list of things that I gained and lost during 2004. My last sentence was that I lost a lot of relatives this year, and I ended it that way. And I guess only me and myself can understand what that entry means and how much it has affected me.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. I know it was not a pleasant conversation, but good luck to you.
Yes,
take care
of
yourself.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yosita Oramahi is an Indonesian who lives in Singapore.